We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
People don't come to our store to fix a problem, right? There's nothing broken at their house, et cetera. Their driver might be broken or their putter, they might think their putter's broken. But they generally come in because it's fun to come to our store, right? It's a passion of theirs.
I'm Bill Thorne from the National Retail Federation, and this is Retail Gets Real, where we talk with retail's most fascinating leaders about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. Very excited. Today, our guest is Matt Corey, who is the Chief Marketing Officer for PGA Tour Superstore, a company that has been growing, opening stores, and expanding their footprint in communities across the country. Matt leads all marketing, e-commerce, and omnichannel efforts for the company, and he's joining us today at shop.org here at the Venetian in Las Vegas, Nevada, to chat about experiential retailing and some of the cool things PGA Tour Superstore is doing. Well, I'm happy to be joined today by my co-host, my friend, and my colleague, Jen Overstreet. Hello, Jen.
Hi, Bill.
How are you?
I'm great. It's fun to be at shop.org again.
It is fun to be at shop.org. Have you done any gambling yet?
No, absolutely not.
Is that on the agenda?
No, not my thing.
Well, just being in Las Vegas is a gamble.
Yeah,
It. So I get it. And Matt, welcome to Retail Gets Real.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We're really excited to have you. I mean, you know, the PGA Tour Superstore is a real interesting story in today's retail environment. You are doing things that others would really give a lot to be able to do as well in terms of your expansion, things that you are experimenting with, the success that you're having. Tell us, why is this happening? What's the secret sauce?
It's a great question. We get asked that a lot. I tell you, it's a combination of things for us. Number one, and this is probably the most important reason, we've got a great owner and a great culture. So our owner is Arthur Blank, founder of Home Depot, owns a tiny little stadium up in Atlanta, and a football team and a soccer team and a ranch. And in all of his businesses, we've got a set of core values that is really centered around taking care of the customer. It's about listening, responding, and doing all the right things. And there are those legendary stories that you read in, you know, Built from Scratch and some of the other books about Home Depot. They're true. They're all true. And Arthur will tell us, you know, in some models, if we were owned by private equity and our payroll got lower and lower as a percent of sale, private equity might go, yes, that's great. Arthur will say, no, that is horrible. Because what that means is you're not dedicating enough hours on the floor to take care of customers. So there's certain things that he really understands and he drives home for us that leads the charge. So our mantra, if you came in, for example, and you were ready to buy a brand new set of irons and you had cash in hand, you were good to go, there are countless stories of our folks turning people away saying, no, we need to fix your swing first, and then we'll fit you for the right swing. And we've gotten letters.
I wish it was just about the club.
Cool. Yeah.
I really do. That would be
right.
So easy.
Right, right. So it's great to know that our people are not on, you know, they're not on commission. They're not trying to drive a sale. They're trying to build a relationship with you for the rest of your life so that you'll shop forever.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is, I would think that with your customer, I mean, they're coming in, they have a love and a passion of something, and that would be golf. I mean, they like to play golf, or they want to learn to play golf, or they have a spouse or a son, daughter, a loved one that they want to buy something for that will be meaningful for them because of their passion for golf. And golf is not something that you just kind of like a little. I've played golf for most of my life. I now call my golf game moments of brilliance interspersed with hours of frustration. And that's just about what it
mine.
Is. But I enjoy the hell out of it. And it's just a lot of fun to be able to go out on the course and spend a day with friends, getting frustrated, but at the same time, kind of just that bonding experience and the opportunity to do something that you love to do.
Bad round of golf is better than a good day at the office, right? So you're outside,
totally
you're with
agree.
Friends, having a good time.
Yep.
Yeah, and there are some other things with our business too. So beyond the establishment of our ownership and our culture, we've sort of figured out the right model for retail, and at least in our space. And what I mean by that is you can go into some golf stores and it's tiny and they aren't there to serve you, or they're not super passionate about helping you improve your game. That's why we exist. And the environment isn't exactly conducive to wanting to hang out and play. When you walk into our stores, our smallest store is 25,000 square feet. Our largest is 60.
Wow.
Or thereabouts. And so the main area of our store, you walk in and there's nothing you can't find. The amount of stuff, the amount of women's apparel and footwear is unbelievable. We have a much larger percent of women shoppers than any other golf retailer on the planet. So we cater to women, to kids, et cetera. You don't have to be an avid golfer to shop our store. We can help you even if you're just starting the game. But the amount of inventory and merchandise. Second thing is, it's experiential. Mm-hmm. There are up to 14 high-tech simulators and hitting bays where you can go in and get custom fit. You can get a lesson from a PGA professional or LPGA professional. You can just play. Kids come. We have kids clinics third Saturday of every single month. And the kids come in, and on the simulators, they can play skee ball and chip and break glass and do all these sorts of fun games. So the simulators are one thing. And then we have, 2,000-3,000 square foot putting greens where you can have a good time.
Right.
When you talk about the experience and experiential retail, we've been talking about stores, but you mentioned like all the digital, cool digital stuff you have in the store. What about, out on the interwebs? Like what is that whole experience of the brand?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So that's a very timely question. We literally just launched on a new platform. We launched on Salesforce, formerly known as Demandware. And we launched that new site last week. And it is, I can tell you, head and shoulders, it's night and day different from what our experience used to be. It is an amazing mobile experience now. It's just better. We were 12 years behind. Now maybe we're only one. We're really catching up. We got a few more things to do. We're not quite there. But we needed to build a world-class digital experience and platform that could scale with our brand. That's the start. We're not all the way there. And I think we'll talk a little bit in a little bit here about some of the next things that we're thinking about to continue to bridge the gap between brick and mortar and the digital world.
Question. I was just thinking about this when you were answering that question. And so you have these giant stores, which are full of great stuff. You've got to have people in those stores, associates that know the game.
Yep.
They know what to look for when a customer asks the question. That can't be easy to staff stores.
Also have to be able to treat the different consumers differently. Like if I walked in, I wouldn't know even what to ask for versus like the pro who walks
in, who is looking for
something very specific, and you have to know what you're talking about to talk to that guy.
Well, that's the third real differentiator for a brand. I mean, one is the depth and breadth of assortment. The second thing is the experiential elements of the store. I mean, when it's snowing in Chicago or Long Island, people come in and we give them a restaurant buzzer when it's their turn for the hitting bay, or they'll bring their lunch in and just hang out and eat their lunch while they're putting and playing. And it's fun. It's fun. But the third and the most important factor is people. I mean, look, it's crystal clear that in retail, we walk into a store, any brand, what do we expect? We expect some associate to pass us down the aisle, looking at the floor, not saying hello, not engaging, not asking any questions, not wanting to help. We try to do the exact opposite, and that's hard. It's always hard in retail.
Sure.
But if I can ask you a question when you walk in my store, like instead of saying, hey, anything I can help you with? Well, no, thanks, I'm just browsing. If instead I say something like, hey, what part of your golf game can I help you improve today?
Oh, that's perfect.
That's kind of a fun question. So we try to do things like that.
What if I said all of it?
How much time do you have? How much time do you have? We're ready for
it. Putting to chipping.
We do like to hire people that love the sport, because there's two parts. There's you love the sport and you want to help people play better.
Right.
Our stated core purpose as a company is to inspire people to play their best and grow the game. We'll talk about growing the game in a minute, but we have to do that. And so there may be other people that are not necessarily experts in golf, but they're going to lead you to someone in the store that is, and that can help you, right? Because they love doing that. So they have to, part of their DNA needs to be wanting to solve problems and help people find stuff. And people don't come to our store to fix a problem, right? There's nothing broken at their house, et cetera. Their driver might be broken or their putter, they might think their putter's broken. But they generally come in because it's fun to come to our store, right? It's a passion of theirs.
That's awesome. So I was thinking about this earlier when preparing for this podcast. And, you know, golf is such a tactile experience. When you know, if I'm going to go in and I want to buy a new set of clubs, I want to go in and I want to try those clubs. I want to go in, I want to, you know, there's thousands of shirts that I can choose from. I want to go see them, touch them, feel them, whatever. How do you translate that experience into an online experience?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that technology today is getting better and better at that. You know, we don't yet have especially in athletic apparel, it can fit differently,
sure,
right?
Yes.
Puma and Jay Lindbergh has a different fit than Ping, FootJoy, et cetera, for apparel. Just different styles. You know, a medium in one is a large in another.
Yes.
And at least
slim fit.
So right. So we, you know, we
dad bod.
We, you know, we need to work on that. Our first phase was to get on a great new platform that's scalable that can support the future. The next phase is how do you implement better fitting solutions that other brands have done. There are third parties that offer fitting solutions, you know. So how do you find the right apparel for you and the right size shoe? Echo is a little bit different than, you know, the Nikes and the Adidas and the FootJoys, et cetera, and Puma. So each brand fits a little different. So we have to solve that. As it relates to equipment, there's several things you can do. We absolutely encourage people to get custom fit. Your swing is going to be different from my swing. It's going to be different from your swing, from anybody else's swing, right? People are taller. People are shorter. They swing faster. They need a different, they need a stiffer flex shaft in their club versus regular or whatever. And so fitting is free. Mm. It's just dedicating the 45 minutes or so to go through it,
right,
to help your game get better. Suddenly your ball flight on your drives, your dispersion goes from left and right in the woods to actually hitting the fairway. And that's the fun of that. So we encourage people to go into the store. But for those that want to buy online, a lot of golfers, once they get fit, and they can go get fit anywhere, go get fit anywhere at your local green grass shop, at another retailer, et cetera, then come by with us. And we now have the ability for them to enter in their fitting specs and all their particulars, and it'll spit out their exact product for them.
You know, it's interesting because I've got I have just this past weekend, I was thinking about the fact I've got three sets of clubs, and primarily because they're clubs that when I was younger, I was hitting further. It just, your body changes, how you, how those clubs respond to, you know, I've got bursitis or whatever.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
And I was just thinking, I may need to go get a new set of clubs because the ones that I have were ones that I got probably 15 years ago. And they're just, I think, I don't want to blame the clubs. I'm not blaming the clubs, but
it's always the club's fault.
Yeah, but I do know that I'm doing things differently. I don't have the range of movement that I had before.
Well, there's
when I was
two things.
For them.
There's that, but there's also the technology that keeps evolving.
True that, like, too.
A set of irons, irons even 5, 6, 7 years ago, today they are so much different.
True.
Drivers are incredibly different. And that's what can be fun. If you're gonna really play the game, just come by, get custom fit. The fun thing is bring your old clubs. Bring a 7-iron. Bring your old set into our store, and we will literally help you compare the results of your current equipment to what you could have. And then you can make the decision.
You know, it's interesting because 7-iron is my iron. I mean, that's...
There you go.
When I need to go out and reimagine my golf game, I start with the 7.
If you're 7, I guarantee you, if your set's 15 years old, you're going to get at least 15 more yards. Guarantee it.
Whoa.
Guaranteed. If not more.
Sold.
So how do you stay on top of each of your customers' needs? Like, would you have a custom solution for Bill if he came into the store? What do you do specifically in that sort of customer engagement?
Yeah, so every customer is different, right? Like I said, every swing, you could have a 70-year-old guy who's got the swing speed, a really fast swing speed, or the swing speed of a 25, 30-year-old, or vice versa, you know? And so we get people into a fitting experience. We get them in a simulator. They get to work one-on-one with a fitting specialist to work through their swing, their process. That's what I said earlier. Sometimes our folks will say, listen, we want to sell you a set of clubs, but we need to fix your swing first. So I want to give you a lesson. I want you to practice this. I want you to come back in a week, and then let's work on fitting you to the right swing or a better swing if they're doing a couple things wrong. Because if you get fit to the wrong swing, you're gonna go out. You're not going to have a great experience on the golf course, and then you're gonna be upset. Mm-hmm. That's not fun. Let's make it fun for you. So every individual is different. Every single individual is different. You may end up with a very similar set of golf clubs as me or someone else because our swing speeds and styles and our height is about the same, but chances are it's going to be a little bit different. And there are literally hundreds and hundreds of shaft combinations and loft lie combinations on a golf club that you can dial in so you have the right club for you.
It is amazing. I mean, it's such a science. Where it used to be, you just go in and get a set of clubs. Now it is really a science.
Well, think of it like buying a suit or right. buying a dress or anything else. So not everybody is the same size.
Right.
You know, you generally don't buy stuff off the rack. You get it slightly tailored for you.
Sure.
You have such a cool segment too, because it's very well suited to this sort of experiential retailing concept and approach.
If you build the stores right, and yeah. I really say if, there are a lot of sporting goods stores that have one hitting bay and it's got a rope across and it says, ask associate,
and
see associate,
not really,
do not enter.
Yeah.
Well, that's not fun. Where's the big store where I can go in and just play? So that's what we
yeah,
do.
What's the future?
Yeah. What's the future look like?
So yeah, it's a great question. I think first of all, we continue to grow. It's fun. We have 33 stores today, opening 2 more in the next month. We'll be at 50 stores in the next 3 years, plus coast to coast in the U.S., beyond the U.S., there's other opportunity in Canada and elsewhere. But we're focused right now for the next few years, at least, in the U.S., growing our brick-and-mortar presence across the country, growing our digital footprint, further connecting the two. And what I mean by that is, beyond just offering great services via the website, we need to know our customers better. Candidly, we have data in a lot of different places. So we're now going through the process of bringing all that data together so that we can really get to know you as individuals. Not just what you buy, what players do you like? Mm. You know, if you like Ricky Fowler, if he's your favorite player, I can actually send you updates on what's going on with Ricky. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Ricky's showing up at our store in Orlando and he's going to do some autographs, blah, blah, blah. Well, you'll show up. So that, along with working with our manufacturing partners. So let's say you come in and you come into our store and you're working in the practice bays and you're working on your short game. You're working with wedges, right? You're trying to dial it in. If I know that. That data, though, doesn't come back today into a central repository. It needs to in the future.
Yep.
Because then I can say, hey, listen, you're working on your short game. Here are a few videos and some fun tips from Phil Mickelson. He's kind of good. He's pretty good at the short game.
Even I know that name.
We have the ability and the opportunity to do things like that. That is when you start delivering on the promise of inspiring people beyond just selling them products and services.
That's fantastic. I could talk about this. I'm sorry to say, I could talk all day long. I've probably got 20 more questions. So we're going to have you back, Matt, because I think that, you know, this... The sport, people are real. There was something you mentioned earlier and we didn't get to, and that is, you know, growing the sport.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are more familiar with golf, I think, today than they were 10 years ago. I think that the sport itself has, really seen a renaissance, a growth that nobody really anticipated 10 years ago. What's spurring that? How are you taking advantage of that? So all these questions... We don't have enough time, and I'm really bummed.
Well, you could go to Matt's session later today at Shop, or tomorrow at Shop.org.
Well, record it. We could put it on, and I could just ask questions, and it sound like he was actually in the room with me. But anyway, before we go, we do have a section of the podcast, and it is called Rapid Fire.
Oh, boy.
And what we're going to do is we're just going to ask you a simple question, and you're just going to tell us the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
One of our favorite segments on Retail Gets Real is Rapid Fire. Thanks to our sponsor, PwC.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Kick us off, Jen.
How old were you when you first played golf?
26.
Oh.
Yeah, really? I was old. Yeah. Yeah, I did. I'm a lefty, so I couldn't exactly borrow anybody's clubs.
Yeah.
But 26.
So what's an app that you cannot live without?
Waze. I've got to know where the cops are.
Especially in Atlanta.
What's your ideal vacation?
If I had a tagline for me, it'd be like work hard, play hard. So I don't do well sitting still. I could go sit still for a little bit, but I need to be doing things. I need to be playing golf, playing tennis, climbing a mountain, doing something fun and adventurous.
Pizza, burger.
Boy, that's a hard choice. Neither one of them are very healthy anymore these days. Thin crust pizza.
All right.
What's the song that pumps you up?
Wow, a song that pumps me up. I'm going to date myself with these. I think anything from like Aerosmith, frankly.
What,
let's go there.
And I'm going to make this the last one. What is the one thing that is always in your fridge at home?
Water. A lot of cold bottled water. I love it because I do a lot of running, play a lot of tennis, actually, beyond golf. We sell tennis, too. You better have a lot of water, especially in the heat and humidity of Atlanta.
Especially as you get older. So, Matt, this has been really, really instructional. It's been incredibly interesting. If I wanted to find out more about the PGA Tour Superstore, where would I go to find that information?
Yeah, I'd just go to our website. Now that we've launched a brand new website, is even better than ever. So PGATourSuperstore.com. It tells you all about who we are, what we do. And it's going to keep getting better and better. It's going to keep getting better. It's not just going to be about products and services. We're going to have some great content there soon.
I'm going to hold you to that. Jen, thanks so much for co-hosting.
Thank you. I feel like I learned a lot today.
Great job. Well, you did a great job for somebody that came in saying, I know nothing about golf, but you did really, really well.
Thanks.
Matt, thank you so much for taking
the time.
Thank
you for having me.
Incredibly interesting. And thank you all for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. We're going to post more information about the topics we discussed today on our website, retailgetsreal.com, where you can also find links to other episodes. Thanks for listening, you guys. And if you like Retail Gets Real, help us spread the word by telling your friends about the show. Or give us a rating on your podcast app. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by NRF. For more information about the National Retail Federation, visit us online at nrf.com.